Great day out there today. It was nice to get out in that weather. The Lord bless us with the perfect weather. We need to get ready for this one. So with that, I'll open it up.
Does that weather affect you guys for, as a defense?
I don't think
in
so.
In any way?
I don't think so. We've been out enough. I think initially when some of the Southern Florida guys were out in cold weather, did I don't think it's had an effect. Our guys are pretty focused right now.
There's been a lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers being better on the run and more elusive. So it's a little tricky for you in terms of game plan because on one hand you want to keep him in the pocket. Yeah. On the other hand, I don't know what you want to do.
When you're a great player and you're an elite player and one of the top quarterbacks in the league, you know, take away this, he goes that way. You know, take away that, he goes the other way. So, look, there are some things we think we need to do. Whether that happens or not, we'll see. But, you know, he finds ways. He's as competitive. You know, I've talked with Ben a lot this week. We did that last time. But, you know, I'll see something on tape and I'll go running down his office and say, you know, why is he doing that? And sometimes Ben has an answer and sometimes he's like, I don't know, he's just a great athlete. I'll figure it out. But, yeah, he's as effective getting out of the pocket as he is hanging in there. The one thing he does a great job of, I think he purposely extends the down sometimes because I think he knows his receivers can get open eventually and that ends up being a big play. I think sometimes he just says, hey, I'm going to let this down go away. And he knows he can get himself in and out of trouble. Very rarely does he get tackled and get put in a tough situation. So, and it makes it tough on the guys in the back end.
So you're saying sometimes he'll pass up an open receiver?
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying that. Uh-huh. But it just looks like sometimes when he's back there, he's got every intention of letting the down extend, you know, maybe make a play or having somebody miss. And then I think it's because he likes making big plays. And the most amazing thing to me about Aaron Rodgers is all the different places and positions and, that he can throw the football and be accurate. A lot of guys have to be perfect and the ball's accurate. Aaron can be anywhere, running right, running left, being up inside, off his back foot, not his feet set. And he can flick the ball anywhere and he's just accurate with any throw that he makes.
What do you think he remembers most about that?
The key for him to be able to do that, okay, it can't just be him. There's 10 other guys. You know, what do the receivers and the linemen do to allow him to? I mean, that play against, we had a touchdown pass to Allison against Detroit. I think he was running around there for 8 seconds.
Yeah. Well, one of the terms we always use defensively is a good quarterback throws his receivers open. And so the receiver might be covered, but he has a great anticipation skill, talking about Aaron, where. And look at those receivers and him have been working so well together and so long that he knows where he needs to throw it to his receiver to go get it and nobody else. So that's a term that we use, and I think he's as good at that as anybody.
What are the things that you remember most about that 2012 game there, the playoff game? They were 15-1. You guys were in there.
I wasn't here then.
Oh,
I wasn't. So you'd have to ask one of the other guys. I was watching it on TV.
What was the first one?
In week 5, in the second half, it seemed like your secondary did a great job of staying disciplined and taking away that big play, like almost giving him more underneath. Is that how you have to play it? And is it hard to be that disciplined as a back when you're worried you might run?
Certainly, against anybody, you don't give up big plays. It's certainly not against this football team. The thing I remember most about that game is we did not tackle very well. And I think we got to begin there first. Whether they run the football or get it to wideouts, you know, limit the yards after catch. They're going to complete balls. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. That's what he does. We just got to make sure that wherever the receiver catches it, needs to be tackled there. And when they do run the football, we got to make sure we tackle that.
How important is that DRC to what you've done all year and obviously to what you're going to need him to do on Sunday?
You said how important is
DRC?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's kind of obvious. You know, the other things he's done is he's kind of stepped in there when guys have gotten hurt and played a number of different positions. Look, he's had one of his better years. He's been great. He's been great to work with. All the other guys have kind of rallied around him. He's been in the league for a while. He's been through a lot. I think he can share experiences that some of the other guys probably haven't been through. I think some of the young guys appreciate that.
Steve, to everyone knew that the hand that you were dealt last year with injuries and you know, the players and everything, to get this infusion of talent put together this year, does that invigorate you? And in some ways, has it, you know, kind of rekindled in you that, you know, I can do this. It works if you have the right
You're assuming that there was a time when I didn't think I could. but I can tell you that I never felt that way. Been in it long enough to know that it's not one person that makes it happen. You got to have good players. I tell you what, I do want to say this. The guys, in my opinion, get lost in this whole thing, are assistant coaches on defense. You know, the players go out and play, and one person that happens to be a coordinator gets some credit. Look at our assistant coaches that we have on defense have done as good a job as anybody I've been around. And with all the things that you're talking about, new players coming in, you know, within a certain group, making them gel. You got a young guy, you got an older guy, you know, a guy that knows the system, a guy that hasn't been exposed to the system. And I've sat back many times during this season and just let the assistant coaches go. And that's been a joy. I told them a couple weeks ago in front of the whole group that one of the joys I've had this year is being able to just step back and watch them gel with their coaches and just play a play. And when you can start to do that, and everybody else, that's when it really works. And so this is really not about me. It's about a bunch of guys coming together as a unit and playing as a team. I mean, to me, you know, we had injuries. Both, we didn't blink. We went forward, and guys kept working at it and kept playing pretty good. Of course, none of that means anything now. This is a whole new season.
Were you ever nervous? You mentioned back to DRC a little bit. When you guys draft Eli Apple coming in here, were you nervous how DRC would take a new role, and how did you approach that with him?
Yeah, you know, well, initially when Eli was drafted, it wasn't the immediate thought wasn't that DRC would play inside, or that it would be three corners, or that sometimes DRC would be out. I mean, that wasn't the initial thought. I mean, you draft as a good player. Joe's crew identified him, and I'm glad we got him. You get as many good players in the group as you can, and then you get the ones out there playing the best football, get the best 11 out there. And I know we've had three corners a lot. So you need three in this league. You need three corners. But he's done a great job with the role that he's had, and he's excelled at it. He's had a really good year.
Steve, with your players say that you emphasize making decisions at full speed, and that incorporates their own trust in themselves, but also the other guy's going to do his job, that kind of thing. How is that in particular important against this quarterback and this offense?
Well, we've been talking, it's a good point, Kim. We do stress that. Our guys do a good job with it. Against Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, and I might have said this before last time we played him, but it's as much about what you do from whistle to snap as it is from snap to whistle. And usually everybody talks about that, how fast you have to play from snap to whistle. He's so good when the down's over as to what he's going to do on the next down. You have to be ready for that. And if our verbal and visual communication isn't dead on, and it begins with me, I've got to get a call in there quickly. And Mike linebacker has to get it to the other 10, and we've got to be ready to roll. He's the master at getting you off on that. And that's what he wants to do. He wants you out of sync. He wants to get you substitute. And he got us once. Last time we played, we got stuck with 12 guys on the field. We're trying to avoid that this time. But you got to play this game thinking fast. And hopefully we do enough preparing during the week that our guys can just go out and play. But he loves the thinking man's game. And Rodgers, no doubt about that.
Does he have as good a pump fake as there is?
Yeah.
Do you have to coach your players?
Today. We talked a lot today about keep your feet on the ground. What he wants to do is get in the air. And whether he sidesteps or gets out, he ducked somebody on one of the teams we just watched this morning. We believe you got to keep your feet on the ground and keep running until you can run through and hit him. Not easier said than done. It's easy for me when I'm standing up there with the remote, say, you know, make sure you don't do this and don't do that. But I think it's sinking in, and I think certainly the guys will take that and try to do that in this game. But he is a master at that. Well, looking one way and making you think when you're coming from here, he doesn't see you, but he does. Instincts.
Does he kind of, with his escapability and his ability to extend plays, does he negate or limit the ability of the pass rush to have an impact?
Well, if you let it, yeah, he will. You got to be a little bit more disciplined. I don't think you can turn guys loose like you can do with some quarterbacks. And we're hoping to do that. Look, they are going to be down, and we're going to have to say, you just got to go get them, find a way to get them, and let somebody else rally from behind. And there's all those, you know, Pat Ramsey. And trying to piece all of that together. But we've got to, you know, one of the things we do talk about, Aaron Rodgers is one of the elite. And in some regards, you're not going to change that. What you got to do is try to affect the other 10. And that's what we'll be trying.